Today's Eco Report feature, correspondent Norm Holey speaks with a local farmer about his do-it-yourself solar energy project.
For WFHB, and today I'm speaking with Russ Bailey, who is a farmer in Greene County. He has installed solar at his barn, and today he's just going to talk a little bit about it. He does not only, you know, collects the current, but he's not on the grid, so he actually does the battery. So, Russ, would you describe your system for me?
Well, we've got the 200-watt silicon solar panels out there. They're monocrystalline panels, and it comes in to my building here and goes through a voltage regulator that'll convert whatever voltage comes in to 13.5-14 volts, whatever it takes to charge the batteries, and also keeps me from overcharging my batteries and burning them up. So I've got probably 1,000 amps or 3,000 amps of batteries there. And then I've got a sine wave inverter to invert the 12 volts back into 110, so I can run my power tools, skill saw, fan, air compressor, whatever I need there. And it's just handy to have here in the building. I don't have to run a power cord to the barn. And
how are you using it? I know you have a sawmill. Is that part of the?
Yes, I've got a sawmill here in the barn that I can keep my batteries maintained. I got tractors sitting here that I've got a extension cord that I can run trickle charge off from my panel and keep the batteries in the dump trailer charged up when I'm not using it, and tractors and sawmill. And
now, are the batteries anything special, or are these batteries that other people could easily acquire?
No, these are just regular, these are probably like automotive batteries. I got these from a battery recycling center, and these were some that were still good, so I didn't have a lot in them as far as cost, but you know, they could go bad at any time too, so.
Mm-hmm.
But as long as they're fully charged, then there's not, they don't go bad so quick as long as you keep them full, pretty well charged.
Uh-huh. So your barn is how far from your supplied power?
It's probably 300 feet, maybe.
Uh-huh. And so what did you do before you installed this? I mean, did you run a power cord down from?
I ran an extension cord down across the driveway and the ground. And,
uh-huh. That's fantastic. So, and how has it worked so far? Has it been
trouble-free,
pretty
it's
much?
It's been trouble-free, and it's supplied more power than I need. But I don't use a lot of power in here.
Mm-hmm.
At times.
So yeah.
Sometimes it's convenient.
Yeah. So it's mostly a convenience thing.
Yes.
I think it's really pretty amazing, you know, that you figured this all out on your own and did the installation and everything.
Well, there's a lot of information on YouTube and the internet, and whether it's correct or not, but that's the information I went on.
Uh-huh. It's obviously working.
Well, it's working, yes.
You've had this how long now?
It's been probably 8 months now, 7-8 months, and I installed it, I think, in December, January, something like that. So.
I think it's really admirable that you made the effort to do this kind of thing, and it really shows sort of the Hoosier independence, you know. I'm not going to depend on other people. I can take care of myself.
Well, I sort of have an electronic background from being a computer technician, and so it was not all completely strange to me.
Yeah, so. Right. So other people could install this kind of a system?
Oh, yeah. And the more that's made, you know, the cheaper the prices are on the panels. And, uh-huh. you know, they've come down a lot in the last few years. So.
Right, yeah. Where were the panels manufactured, you know? Have any idea?
I think they were made in Canada, maybe. I don't know. I got them off from Amazon.
Oh, okay.
And
yeah. So you can you get all this equipment from Amazon?
Yes, I ordered all this equipment on Amazon.
I mean, other than the batteries, right?
Yes.
Very nice. It's a very nice system. So this is Norm Holley, WFHB, and I've been interviewing Russ Bailey today on his solar installation.